Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Amber Madrone. Amber is the marketing manager for Wild Berries. Tell me a little bit about how you came to work at Wild Berries.
Yeah, so my degree is actually in social work, and I grew up here, went to Humboldt State, moved away for a while, and of course decided I needed to come back. So when I came back, it was really important for me to find somewhere that was very community-based. They're a local business, and they're very community-minded, and that's what drew me there, and that's how I ended up at Wild Berries.
And how about local food? How does that kind of fit into your philosophy?
For me, being really a central part of the community is very important, and that includes local producers, shopping local, supporting your neighbors, supporting your local economy, supporting local nonprofits, and the food all ties into that.
What kind of a store would you say Wild Berries is, if somebody's not familiar with it?
Our slogan is your supermarket of choice, which really we really believe in, that people have a choice on where they go and what they eat, and we want to offer people a wide variety of everything that they might want. And really focuses on community and local products. We're lucky to live somewhere where there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of local producers. So no matter where you go in the store, what aisle you're down, you will find a variety of local products.
And who is your customer base, do you think? I mean, I'm sure when school's in session, it seems like it must shift dramatically from the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are two blocks from HSU, and so we have a huge student faculty base of customers that are in every day. And then we also have a large variety of people that are just locally minded. So it's kind of split throughout the community of young students. We also have Arcata High, so we have all the high schoolers.
And you guys also reach out to seniors.
Yes, we do. We really reach out to the students. We really reach out to the seniors. We really just want to be accessible to everybody in the community.
Now, in the produce department, how do you work to develop your relationships with local farmers?
Curtis has been working in our produce department for a long time, and so he has personal relationships with all of the local farmers, and he meets with them directly. He buys from them directly. He schedules with them what's coming in, what's in season. And we also, you know, have really tried to tell the story of the local farmers. We've gone out and done photo sessions with them and really kind of told this visual story of who they are and why it's important to shop local and buy from our farmers that are 2 miles, 6 miles, 10 miles away.
Right, our neighbors, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then in the meat department, we're pretty lucky here. I mean, we have a lot of meat options that are local, you know, ranches and meat producers. We also have a lot of great seafood here. But one of the things I think it's really important for people to do is, if they do prepare meat at home, is to know who their butcher is, be able to ask questions about what kind of meat should I buy for this sort of dish I'm making and, you know, how do I prepare it?
Absolutely. And we are so lucky to have Mike, and he's been here for years and years. And he also has relationships with all of our local ranchers. He knows what's coming in. You know, if there's something specific that you want, he can tell you, you know, that we're getting a pig in on Friday, and he'll be able to slice up what you want from that. And he knows that it's coming, you know, from Nealand. He knows who's raising it. He knows how it was treated, how it was butchered, how long it's till it gets to our store. And he can help you decide what kind of cuts you want, how you want to prepare them. When we get something new in and you don't know what to do with it, he can give you recipes.
And then the seafood area, I mean, we're really lucky to have a lot of great local fishermen who are bringing in great stuff to Humboldt County. What sorts of seafood is available at Wild Berries?
You know, of course, we have oysters, crab season, and then we have a variety of fish. And again, you know, Mike knows the fishermen, so they call him and they tell him, you know, today we have sole coming in, we have, you know, salmon coming in, and he'll tell them what's on the ship. So he knows tomorrow afternoon what we're getting in and that it's coming straight off the boat, straight out of our base.
Super fresh.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you want super fresh fish, you go in and talk to Mike and say, hey, what's coming in? What's on the boat right now as we're speaking? What's going to be here at 2 o'clock this afternoon? What's going to be here tomorrow? And he can let you know. He can give you recipes, and you can know that your fish has been wildly caught in our oceans, you know, that day that you're getting it.
That sounds perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have, we're very lucky to have a lot of wineries here and some spirits as well. We have a lot of new distilleries here in Humboldt County. So, you know, I think one of the things that is neat about Wild Berries is giving good display space to local manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And you guys do that.
Absolutely. You know, for us, having all of these amazing, amazing local products is such an asset. You know, we have Bolt Whiskey that just came out, and they use local grain. And Beck's Bakery, who does bread, uses the same grain. And so it's this connection from the seed being planted to what you're drinking or what you're eating. You know, every step of the way. You know, Rhonda mills the grain that she uses. Amy and Steve use that local grain. And so to know from start to finish where these products have come from is really amazing. And so for us, this is just a huge asset. And to be able to give them premium shelf space so that people can learn about them and see them and buy them and support them is really important.
And I think one of the things about it being a smaller market and not being some gigantic chain is if somebody comes in and they've got a new product, you guys are more able to work with them, you know, pretty immediately with their product.
Absolutely. You know, all of our local producers, we have personal relationships with them, and they know the people in the store, and they don't have to go through a big distributor. They can walk in, speak to Larry, who's our merchandiser. He will sample the product right there and make a decision. And you don't have to go through, you know, 10 people to get on a shelf space. And we really value our local producers.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have some bulk products that are locally produced. What sorts of things end up in your bulk bin that's local?
I just spoke about Rhonda and Beck's Bakery, and she mills her own flour. And so we have different varieties of her flour in our bulk bins. So if you want to make your own bread, you can still get that local wheat. We have, you know, dried fruits and nuts and all kinds of things.
And then there's dairy. And I think a lot of people realize, you know, Humboldt County's big dairy industry. What sorts of dairy products do you carry at Wildberries?
Of course, we have Cypress Grove. We have all different varieties. We have Lolita. We have Humboldt Creamery. Pretty much, you know, if it's made here locally, you will probably find it on our shelves.
Okay, great. And then the Wild Platter Cafe. I mean, I think a lot of people are familiar with that. I mean, a lot, you make some great sandwiches there, but you also feature some of the local products in the Wild Platter Cafe. What sorts of things end up there?
We have a rotating featured chef. And so the featured chef is one of our chefs, and they really get to showcase what they do. And in all of those dishes that they create, they're using all, you know, as much local products as they can. And we have so many local products that the huge variety of the ingredients in our products in the cafe are local. And we have lists of everything that we use, so you can really see how much of your dishes are created from local products.
It must be really fun for them. You know, I love to cook, and you have access to all these great things. It really opens up the door on what sorts of things that you can make out of local produce. And it's kind of nice for people who, you know, maybe don't cook at home. You can go to the Wild Platter Cafe, and everything's already prepared for you, and just takes that work out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges for people who are just starting out and, you know, just maybe have created what they think is the best, you know, chocolate chip cookie in the world? You know, how do they get people to try it?
I think one of the biggest challenges for them is, you know, number one, getting shelf space so that it's accessible to people. And number two is they don't have the name recognition yet. And so how do you get somebody to walk into a grocery store and choose your product over somebody else's? So one of the things that we've done at Wildberries is the second Friday of the month during Arts Alive, we do a Meet the Makers, where we have local makers of products come in, and you can come in, you can sample those products, you can meet the people that make them. And it gives you a good chance to kind of see what that product's all about before you make the purchase. And it's really beneficial for the makers, because they oftentimes do have really great products. And once people taste them, they splurge.
And great stories to share.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Amber Madrone, and she is the Wildberries Marketing Manager. Thank you so much, Amber.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.